Angela Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna@Spingola.com, but I do not check that email during the program. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is David Livingstone, the author of The Dying God, A History of Western Civilization, and another book, Terrorism and the Illuminati, A 3,000-Year History. His websites are terrorism-illuminati.com and TheDyingGod.com. Welcome to the program, David.
Hi, thanks.
Yeah, we had a visit, over a year ago, I think. Anyway, you wrote a recent article called How Israel and the Americans Foster Islamic Fundamentalism to Stall Peace with the Palestinians and Other Imperialistic Objectives. And I found the article very interesting, and I thought, I got to get him back on the program.
Sounds good.
So here we are. Now, you also have a email list.
Right.
The Dying God, is that with, that's with Yahoo, is it?
Yahoo Groups, yeah.
Okay. And that's quite an active list. I'm not a member of it.
Okay.
But I've had people tell me about it.
Okay, good.
So, anyways, do you get a lot of activity on that list, and how many people are on that list?
It's not a huge list. It's about 300 or so people, I think.
Uh huh.
But yes, it's nice and active, and it's got a nice broad array of opinions, and I think that's the strength of the group. Is we try to. Because I think, you know, when it comes to issues like this that affect so many of us, and there's no need to become dogmatic, I think that there's always something you can learn from, no matter what perspective somebody comes from. So we get lots of input, and it always, I think everybody benefits from it.
Certainly. And that's why I have a variety of people on my program to get different opinions and different perspectives so that people can kind of draw their own conclusions, and I think it's good to do what you're doing. To have that kind of a list where people are free to post things that aren't necessarily one opinion.
Exactly. Because you never know what you're going to learn from somebody who even thinks, you know, the opposite of you. Sometimes, you know, people who are devoted to the occult, they still sometimes have some, you know, valuable input. So we're not going to, you know, prejudice anybody for their backgrounds.
Interesting. Yes. Now, I have your book, Terrorism, and you really do go back a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, you start with the Lost Tribes. Your first chapter one, it's the Luciferian Bloodline.
Right.
And fallen angels, the Medes, Scythians. A lot of interesting things there. Okay, we do have a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Our Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is David Livingston. Is it Livingstone or Livingston?
I'm not really sure.
Well, if you don't know, I'm not
whichever, sure. Whichever you prefer. I think it's Livingston.
Okay. Then we'll go with that. All right, let's talk about your article, your recent article first.
Okay.
You indicate, and I've got a link to this article, and the name of the article is How Israel and the Americans Foster Islamic Fundamentalism to Stall Peace with the Palestinians and Other Imperialistic Objectives. And, of course, we know that within this past week that the Palestinians were accorded a special something that they have been wanting to have for a long time, although I don't know that it's going to benefit them at all because it hasn't changed their existence or their relationship to the Israelis.
No. Yeah.
And I think the only thing that and the Israelis seem to be worried about whether or not the Palestinians will now talk about the genocide that the Israelis have been executing against them and try to get some sort of redress. What are your thoughts on that?
That article I actually wrote, I think, about a year ago, and Henry decided to repost it.
Right.
And, of course, it's obviously still relevant. And so I think there's the bigger picture there, which is, I think, to be considered and to be concerned about, which is, the fact that now the Muslim Brotherhood is basically running Egypt, and now there's this, you know, ominous alignment now between Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. These both are probably, I think, I'm not sure at to what level, you know, both organizations are Israeli and British and American created. I'm not sure, you know, at what level in the hierarchy they are cognizant of that relationship. But and I think for the large majority of them are actually duped into thinking that these are causes for their own benefit. So I think that's what I'm looking at right now, is basically just the larger picture.
Okay.
So I, yeah.
Now, it is about the, well, yeah, it's December, the 25th anniversary of the founding of the Hamas movement.
Right.
And some people think it's a wonderful thing, and you're suggesting that the Israelis actually created it for their own purposes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the trouble is, especially in the Islamic world, I think, is that the Islamic leadership, or the Arab leadership, whichever you want to call it, has been effectively neutered. And this is pretty much since the collapse of the Ottoman Empire.
Mm-hmm. In 1924 much, or so. Uh-huh.
24, which was very much, you know, a long-term, the fulfillment of a long-term plan on the part of the British. So what has happened is that you have all these usurpers now coming to the fore, and they've all been, almost entirely, have been at the service of either the British or the Americans. And so the two sides of the coin that you get is that you either get apologists or you get extremists. And, you know, most people are savvy enough to know that something fishy is going on, that, you know, most of America's battles are actually, you know, for the sake of Israel by proxy, like basically what's happening right now. It's Zionist foreign policy. And, you know, but no one's doing about it, anything about it. So you get one voice who seems to be standing up, so people get attracted to it. So, and if they, you know, they'll often say the right things, they'll talk about, you know, Islam and bringing it back, Islamic values and things like that. So it's easy for people to get trapped into it, and that's how those organizations are used. But in the end, they're being used by the same forces that are, you know, otherwise undermining that part of the world.
Okay. And you said that... You talked about Britain and America.
Yeah.
Do you mean the people, the puppet governments of Britain and America that are being run by another entity?
Yeah, I mean, that history goes back a long way, right? So certainly not the average American person, not the, what do they call them, the Joe? not the average Joe, but, you know, I think it's hard to say how many levels of power there are inside, how many levels of interest. But I, you know, generally, what gets exercised as the, you know, the prominent mode of attack is usually the same crew and the same collaborators between both. Basically, you know, like I say, is that the real axis of evil is Israel, Britain, America, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan.
Okay. All righty. I was just looking at the chat room to see if anybody said anything really profound. And they do. They do say a lot of profound things in the chat room.
Sure.
Okay, you talk about the Truman and Eisenhower administrations and what kind of influence that they had. And, of course, foreign policy changed at that time. We had this phony Cold War. And yeah. And really, who do you think that benefited, the Cold War?
Well, before I get into that, I'd like to mention that I'm just finishing another book. It's called, so the working title so far is called Black Terror, White Soldiers. So it covers this specifically. And then goes back a little bit in some of the material that I go into that I cover in Terrorism Illuminati, but it basically takes it forward quite a bit. So there's an important book on this subject. And so my Hamas article is based largely on Robert Dreyfus's Devil's Game, How America Unleashed Islamic Terrorism, or something like that. It's called Devil's Game. The other important book is by Ian Johnson. It's called A Mosque in Munich. And the title sounds specific. It is about a mosque specifically in Munich that was created by the CIA in collaboration with the Muslim Brotherhood. But the context is much larger than that, and the context is the Cold War. So the whole basis of the Cold War, of this fabricated communist threat, was to use terrorism against communism. So that terrorism had many, many manifestations that it took. It was basically, it was the stay-behind units that were developed by NATO and CIA after World War II, and they were located in various countries around the world, primarily Italy, Belgium, France, Germany, even Britain. The most famous case, of course, is Gladio in Italy. The other one is called Guerrilla, what is it called? Ergenekon, or Anti-Guerrilla in Turkey. And basically, a similar manifestation is the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And so this was actually a conscious decision on the part of the American government to, first of all, begin using covert activities. And so this meant all kinds of, it opened up a whole lot of things. I think it was Eisenhower who said something to the effect that, you know, no more Mr. Nice Guy, that, you know, America has to realize that, you know, we have to, you know, we've tried to play nice, but we realize that the world has changed and the gloves are off now, basically what he said. And so pretty much allowing anything, so all kinds of subversion down to assassination and basically false flag operations without actually coming out and saying it. So, and
of course,
so the strategy...
They had used false flag operations for a long time, but I think that Eisenhower and Truman resorted to propagandizing the American public, and they adopted these kinds of tactics as formally, whereas before they didn't have that as much. I've got some notes about that here on my computer somewhere, but. They really did alter the government, our government, yet again in 1947, and adopted many things that if the American public knew about, they'd be horrified about it. And in fact, I think there was a political coup in 1947, and certainly Eisenhower had quite a lot to do with it, but it started under President Roosevelt. And definitely Eisenhower and Truman began to use certain departments, certain agencies to develop these programs that were, well, completely unethical and...
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. You know, you went from the OSS exactly. into the CIA, you know, which Truman just took all of these people from the OSS, something like 13,000 men and women, and took them right into the CIA, and then you had the, you know, the Administrative Procedure Act, the creation of the National Security Council, the right. CIA. I mean, there was a lot of awful stuff going on.
Exactly.
And but anyway, go ahead.
Well, the key character, I think, there, I'm not sure how much he had a say in this turnaround, but I would suspect that Alan Dulles had a lot to do with it.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
So, because... What's the basis behind this? We'll call it, it's dirty tricks, right? It's kind of this. That's how the huge flip flop happened after the war. We're getting interrupted. So,
all righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Livingston. He is the author of 2 books and soon to be 3 books. His websites are terrorism-illuminati.com and thedyinggod.com. And we were kind of talking about all of the events following World War II. And there are just so many things that happened. You had the Smith-Mundt Act. You had all kinds of laws that allowed the executive branch to legally propagandize the American public, which was something that they had not done before. You had the creation of the CIA. You had the creation of the UN. Just so many things. Basically a fourth branch of the government wherein it became more of a bureaucracy, and the Senate and the House didn't have a whole lot to say with this big cabinet that the president now could control, where everybody was essentially responsible to the president. Okay, continue.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that so if this new dirty trick strategy, which was using terrorists, typically right-wing terrorists across Europe and the Middle East, to supposedly combat communism. The key factor here is the survival of the Nazis after the war. It's important to remember, first of all, that the Americans, well, you have to be careful when we say Americans. There's a certain faction within the within America that assisted Hitler to power. And they were centered around Rockefeller Standard Oil. There's also a Skull and Bones connection, because most of those characters were with Skull and Bones, like the Harriman brothers and the Bush family and so on.
Okay, so, now they did not actually put Hitler into power. The German population were behind Hitler and his rise to power. They certainly did make investments in German companies at that time, because they were multinational. But I don't think you can legitimately say that the Harrimans put Hitler into power, because there are too many books that counter that theory. It's a popular myth.
Okay, well, but yeah, I'm not sure about that. There's what's his first name, Haim, who did Trading with the Enemy, which is excellent, and it's the help is substantial.
Trading with the Enemy, he was Jewish, and certainly if you read his background and figure out what his agenda might be, then you can kind of see where that came from. But there are books that counter that quite well.
I'm not sure, but from what I see is that the case is pretty strong, especially if you look at the relationship between Standard Oil and IG Farben. So you mean
okay,
that, and
those
not
are
only
both
that,
multinational you, companies.
Okay, well, because it's a bit of a story, because basically if you want to follow people like Otto Skorzeny and Helmut Schacht from that period right up until through the post-war period, and see their substantial role within this new Cold War strategy, and it's pivotal.
Well, Schacht, yes, he was certainly part of the Hitler's administration,
yeah.
But he escaped the retribution at Nuremberg, walked away with basically nothing happening to him, and I certainly think he had infiltrated the situation there for a very, for the purposes that he did. But they got rid of him.
But they didn't get rid of Reinhard Gehlen, and they didn't get rid of Otto Skorzeny, and those were the two key masterminds of America's Cold War strategy.
I don't know.
And that's what happened. So this is Otto Skorzeny. So Reinhard Gehlen sets up what becomes the BND, and Otto Skorzeny is recruited to basically train right-wing fanatics all over the world. And that includes...
What is your proof of this?
There's lots. You have to read...
Okay, well, give me some proof.
Plenty. There's Otto Skorzeny's. Read Infield's Skorzeny biography, and I mean the proof is extensive. I don't have the footnotes at hand, but there's many different angles you can. Skorzeny was all over the place. The first place he went to was Argentina, which is where
How do you know that?
I mean, how do I know? How do I know that? There's enough evidence. I can't say that I saw him there. You know what I mean? But the evidence is plenty. That's like how do I know Eisenhower was president? I mean,
have proof of that.
Known facts. The fact that Skorzeny was in Argentina is a known fact. And that's where
known fact.
In Argentina is where he connects with Gladio. So Skorzeny was training with Gladio characters. He was training.
Hold that thought. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Deanna, and our guest today is David Livingston. He is the author of a couple of books, has another one coming out. His websites are terrorism-illuminati.com and thedyinggod.com. So what is your feeling, David, about Jim Mars and his recent book? I think it's the last one he wrote. I think it's entitled The Fourth Reich. What is your feeling?
It's okay. You know, I took a read through it, but there's only part of the information there as far as I'm concerned. And I think, you know, the general gist of it is, I think that's the reality. You know, it sounds almost absurd to see, you know, I think it was Rosenberg who threatened that we would see that within a certain time the Nazis would be back in power. And, I mean,
You think that Nazis? I don't know how we got carried off onto this.
Because it's the heart of the Cold War strategy.
You mean the Nazis are in power? Are behind the U.S. government, and they're in charge of everything.
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that some of the more prominent Nazis managed to resuscitate their careers after the war, and they were employed by the CIA primarily for their stay behind strategy. And, you know, the extent of the power that they retained after the war is substantial. And that goes back to Schacht and Skorzeny, who were in charge of managing the what they call the Nazi gold, which is the wealth that they misappropriated after during World War II. One of the primary managers of that is a guy named François Genoux, and he's another guy who's heavily implicated.
I suppose you think that they might be in charge of 9/11. Do you think that they carried out 9/11?
Well, you know, I mean, most of those guys are dead and gone now. See, what's more interesting is, first of all, how the Nazis were used for the Stay Behind Network, but also how...
Which Stay Behind Network are you talking about?
Well, they're called Stay Behind Units. It's basically NATO's, that's what it's called, the NATO's... There's an excellent book on the whole subject, which is basically completely blown the whole thing wide open in detail, which is Daniel Ganser's, I think it's called NATO Stay Behind or something like that. It's excellent.
And who is he?
Pardon?
Who is he?
I don't know. He's an academic. The thing is that most of the documents were released, I think, at some point in the 90s or something like that.
Released from what?
There's a lot of them were declassified or whatever.
Declassified from who?
From, I guess, the CIA in a large part, NATO to another extent.
What about all the documents that were released or made available in Russia in 1991? What do those say about the Nazis being in charge of things?
I don't know. I'm not saying they're in charge of things. I'm saying that because the other factor, what I'm saying is that there's a certain kind of ideological survival of the post-war Nazis, and that took the form of an international neo-fascist movement. And that was, first of all, you have the ideologues of it, and it's people like Savitri Devi. Black Sun, there's a book called Black Sun by Goodrich Clark, Nicholas Goodrich Clark, who's the same author as the Area Sophie. I'm not sure, I can't remember the exact title, but about the Nazis and the occult. So what happened?
Where do you get this Nazis and the occult nonsense?
I mean, just by the fact that they call themselves Aryan and use a swastika.
Do you realize where the swastika came from?
Yes, I do. It comes from India.
No, it comes from a lot of different places.
Okay, so it comes from a lot of places.
Including Christianity.
That's the idea. So what? But the question is, why did the Nazis believe it was such an important symbol? And that's the real question. Because
Why do you think they did
now? If you want to understand the role of India and Tibet.
Why do you think that they chose that symbol?
Because, it's a cross. So it's an occult cross, and basically the cross is understood in the
occult.
Have always been, it's the for 2,000 years, the cross has been understood to symbolize the intersection of the celestial and earthly equator. That's one of the reasons. But, you know, the thing is that the Nazi philosophy came from indirectly from Blavatsky and Edward Bull Rolette.
Wait. You just can't make those kind of statements without backing them up. The swastika has been a Christian symbol for a long time. In fact, the first time that Hitler saw it was on a church.
Yeah.
And that is why he adopted it. And then it became red due to all the slaughter of members of the NSDAP. And that is where they adopted the red background as part of the flag. So I don't think that you can really say that the swastika has an occult background when it has a Christian background. It was used in very, very ancient Christian rites.
We're getting off track.
Well, you brought it
up. There's more to talk about than that, because that's just, I mean, if you can read René Guénon's Symbolism of the Cross, where he connects it to the swastika and explains the whole background. And, you know, it's a Gnostic idea that goes all the way back. It goes all the way back to Mithras, and that's why Mithras stands on a globe with two intersecting circles, because it's a wheel inside a wheel. It's the intersecting
Okay, well, let's get back to who you think is running things and how the Nazis somehow survived all the Allied bombing and how they survived Nuremberg trials and how most of the leadership was killed. But somehow certain Nazis lived, and you mentioned Scorsese. Now, he was in Berlin. He was in Berlin on July 20th, 1944. When there was an attempt on Hitler's life. Now, did he participate in that?
I don't know. He participated in some daring rescue. No, that was Mussolini. But I mean, he was Hitler's bodyguard, pretty much. He was like his right hand man.
Hitler had some other right hand men that actually knew him and took care of a lot of the things that needed to be taken care of. I don't remember that he was one of them.
Okay, so by where I was going is that there's an ideological survival of what evolved into what's called esoteric Hitlerism. So Hitler basically, post-war, this was articulated primarily by Savitri Devi, and she developed this idea, we're always going to go, when it comes to the occult, especially from Blavatsky's tradition, we're always going back to India.
Now, have you read her books?
And so she developed.
Have you read her books?
No.
Okay, I have, yeah. And I don't. Uh-huh. I don't see that she goes. Talks about the people you're talking about.
She doesn't talk about the people she talks about or talk about. What she does talk about is that she regarded Hitler as an avatar of Vishnu, and Savitri Devi did participate
have you read
in
her
the
books?
Founding of the World Socialist.
Have you read her books?
WNS, the World Union of National Socialists. That's a fact. And
okay,
the World
David,
Union of National Socialists.
David,
but it doesn't
have you
matter.
Read her books?
It doesn't matter. No, it's not the point. The point
then
is
how
that
do you know what she believes?
Yeah.
If you haven't read her books, how do you know what she believes and what she thinks?
That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
What we're trying to do, I'm trying to talk about the Stay Behind network.
Okay.
And so what I'm saying is that the people who were hired to train these right-wing networks around the world were former Nazis. Primarily, chief among them was Otto Skorzeny. Otto Skorzeny was the guy who was mainly doing most of the training. He also trained Yasser Arafat, by the way. And Reinhard Gehlen was the other main one. So I didn't say all the Nazis survived, but there's a handful of them who were very important who did.
Skorzeny also trained the Israelis, who later came over to this country and has been training all of the police forces in this country? Is that part of the network also?
I've never heard of it.
Okay.
But this is the key. This is what's happening. And this is why I was talking about the ideological survival, because it connects to Gladio as well. Because Gladio, the person who inspired the Gladio network was a guy named Julius Evola. And Julius Evola was, again, part of this kind of international post-war fascist network, which includes, indirectly, Savitri Devi. And that's what's going on.
That's what's going on. What specifically is going on?
Okay. So basically, that was the heart of the Cold War. So the two places to look at it basically is
okay. Egypt, you're saying that Gehlen and Skorzeny are two Nazis that survived, and that they perpetrated the Cold War, that they were the philosophical
basis. I didn't say they perpetrated the Cold War. I said they were recruited to the Cold War.
Okay, and so they created the philosophy that served the function during the Cold War.
You know, I think you're worried about what you think I'm going to say, and you're not listening to what I'm saying.
No, I'm listening.
No, you're not, because that's not where I'm going. You're completely extrapolating what I'm trying to say, and it's not anywhere what I'm trying to say.
Well, okay, tell us what you're trying to say.
Okay, so Well, we're talking about many things. So we're trying to, I'm trying to put the Muslim Brotherhood in perspective is what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
So to understand where the Muslim Brotherhood comes from, that's why it's a call, I call my book A 3,000-Year History, because you have to understand the history of the occult. It's not an Islamic organization. It poses as an Islamic organization, but it's at the core, it's an occult organization, Masonic. They basically, you know, secretly derive from an Ismaili tradition, so on and so on and so forth, which is what connects them to Nazism, which is why they've had such a ongoing relationship with the Nazis.
How can they have an ongoing relationship with the Nazis when the Nazis are gone?
Well, they're not gone. They're neo-Nazis now.
And what would be considered a neo-Nazi group?
Well, this is why I'm saying that. Anyway, I know what's going to happen if I go that direction. So, Skorzeny, I don't want to go back to the same topic because I'd like to move forward. So, Hitler basically recruited Hassan al-Banna, who was the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he recruited him to create an arm of German intelligence in Egypt. And so that was the initial purpose of it. But basically, after World War II, that control got handed over to the CIA, which is basically part of the same kind of transfer of you're going to think I mean all Nazis. I don't mean the entire Nazi regime. There's a certain number of Nazis who were retained after that to continue to train the Muslim Brotherhood, which then this is why the Muslim Brotherhood continues to have ties with leading neo-Nazis, and one of the this relationship with is François Genoux.
Okay, tell me who some of these neo-Nazis are. I want to be able to know who they are so I can avoid them.
Okay. Well, I told you that they're, you know...
To know who I should be afraid of. I mean, if there's a bunch of neo-Nazis running around, I need to know about it.
Well, I mean, the most of them are gone now. Like I said, there's Reinhard Gehlen, there's Otto Skorzeny, and primarily François Genoux. Then there's like other guys like Ahmed Huber, who supposedly converted to Islam. And then there's like this extended international neo-Nazi network, and you have guys like, you know, one of the chief kind of ideologues of this is called a guy called Miguel Serrano. Then you have this network's link to organizations in the United States. Aryan nations the Christian Identity Movement and so on and so forth.
Oh, you think the Nazis are running the Christian, the CIA movement?
I didn't say running.
Okay,
that's like seeing Blavatsky's running the New Age movement.
Okay, so what is their affiliation with the CI movement?
With the who, sorry?
Christian Identity.
Well, it's basically, you know, Christian Identity is an appropriation of
Zionism?
Same kind of, you know, Aryan kind of traditional ideas to Christianity.
Christian Identity, they're an exclusive group, but they kind of sound more the exclusivity that we find in Judaism.
Well, that's not good either, is it?
No.
No.
But anyway, okay. Getting back to where would you like to go with this? You're trying to say that what, Muslims are Nazis?
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, you know, what are Nazis anyway? Now, Nazis basically is a fringe group that they were kind of occult elitists, and they call themselves Nazis.
Called themselves Nazis. Never called themselves Nazis. That was a name that was given to them by the Allies.
Okay, so they didn't call themselves that. It doesn't matter. It's not the point. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does matter. It really does matter.
Okay.
So, and you keep saying they were a cult, but you don't furnish any proof.
Well,
and they weren't a fringe group. They weren't a fringe group. They were elected to power, so it wasn't like some fringe group.
Well, I think they did start out as a fringe group, and then they got the power, so they got elected. So that doesn't sound like a contradiction.
All righty, we're going to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
David Livingston, the author of 2 books. He's coming out with a new book and his websites. He's got a couple of different websites here. Let me just scroll down. Terrorism-Illuminati.com and TheDyingGod.com. And we were talking about how Israel and the Americans foster Islamic fundamentalism to stall peace with the Palestinians and other imperialistic objectives. And we got kind of carried away into no man's land. And I think it's important you mentioned a couple of what you call Nazis, Gelin and Skorzeny. But it's important to recognize that that Nazism, or the party, the policies of the National Socialistic Party in Germany, was totally nationalistic. They were not internationalist. They were only focusing on their country, what was good for their country. Their focus was not international in the very least, and Lisa in the chat room reminded us of that. And so if you're talking about Galen and Skorzeny trying to head an international movement, that does not seem to be consistent with what their initial program stood for. And now you're saying that they created the Muslim Brotherhood, which is an international movement, I assume?
Yeah, well, there's a difference between internationalist and international. I didn't say they were internationalist.
Well, what did you say?
There's no reason why post-war Nazis would want to link up with other Nazis around the world. But, I mean, it's not really the point. The point is that Skorzeny was hired to offer terrorist training around the world. And he offered terrorist training with the AAA in Argentina.
It was my understanding that the CIA has done most of the training of terrorists throughout the world. I mean, they taught all of the terrorists in Central America, South America. That was their function. That basically were put into power, put into business after World War II, to create psychological warfare. The CIA is not an intelligence gathering operation, and that is a big misconception that is one of the agency's greatest propaganda triumphs. Their main purpose is, and always has been, carrying out covert operations involving economic warfare, rigged elections, assassinations, and genocide. And according to one source, John Stockwell, at least 6 million people have perished up to 1987 as a result of the CIA's covert operations. The CIA distorts information, perpetuates misinformation and disinformation to justify its own goals. So I'm not sure how or why you would bring in two people, leftovers, or what did you call them, left behind, to do all this training.
It's the entire post-war CIA and NATO strategies.
Amazing. Okay. We do have to take our 60-second top-the-hour break. We'll be right back.